Nothing really to report differently from the injury report. It was the same as it was yesterday. We'll open it up for questions.
John, did you guys, I remember you reflecting on the way the defense ended last season, a couple times earlier this year, about saying that, you know, that the defense didn't maintain that level all the way through the end. And obviously you come off a game only allowing 7 points on Sunday. What do you look for to be different as you guys finish out here defensively to make sure that there is no drop-off and you guys are sprinting through the finish line?
You know, again, it's hard to even remember the end of last season, but, I remember the last game in Minnesota. We didn't play particularly well, in my opinion, really not just on defense as a football team. So that's really kind of my recollection, you know, the last quarter a year ago. The game against Detroit, I know, was in that last quarter a year ago. It was a 17-20 game where we had the ball at the end, with a chance, had a couple penalties. I talked to the officiating department today about that. Actually, our last two trips to Detroit have been interesting that way. Really exactly last year and how we ended up defensively or not, I think we've ended up about 15th last year, which was, okay for what we ended up the season with. I just think we're probably a little bit better right now and get a good test against a good Detroit team, still fighting for a playoff spot at their place.
Common reason why your last two Detroit trips have had maybe some group
results? I remember it like it was yesterday, but the reversal, I think the original call was a touchback and they reversed it to a touchdown, and there was a particular roughing the passer call and a critical play that I thought had some bearing. And then last year we had two holding penalties in the last 59 seconds of the game. Two catches in a row. I don't remember which one was which.
So when you talk to the officiating department, is it just, hey, keep an eye on this? Or
I really wouldn't want to go into the exact verbiage, but something along those lines.
With regard to defense, especially lately, what impact has Trevathan's return made? What difference has that made for you?
Well, that's huge. I think, you go back to, I think we strung a couple together where, we had both Leonard and Danny out there at once, and come to mind a little bit the Baltimore game and then backed up with the Carolina game. I thought, those were pretty impressive defensive performances. Again, we haven't, we lost Leonard, and then Danny coming back obviously did help us, but I think the last couple of weeks it definitely makes us better.
Is there something that's beyond the tackles? Obviously, it's your leading tackle. Is there something about the communication or just what his presence or something that just makes things work better? Or?
All of those things. I think, Danny's a guy that's been there before. I think he understands, how the game needs to be played. And that rallying, for the guy next to you, I think it's pretty big, and he ignites that.
Who have you coached over the years that's gotten the same kind of attention that Cullen has?
Oh, shoot. A lot of guys. Steve Smith. On the defensive side, Julius Peppers, Von Miller, Demaryius Thomas. As far as, creating doubles and one guy is hard for them to handle, whether it's a defensive player and they have to try to protect against him or, then offensively a receiver that, you're not going to probably be able to handle one-on-one.
You're naming superstars, those guys. I mean, those guys were all Pro Bowlers.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's what you try to get.
Yeah. No, but I mean, Cullen's a rookie that, I'm not sure.
Well, I think it's early. I don't know. I don't like trying to define guys anytime. He's an explosive guy that's a tough matchup. And, we have to contend with those on our opponents, and then they have to contend with, some guys on our team, and I'd say he's probably one of them. They'd have to answer that for you, but I would imagine.
Okay, thank you.